No.
Of course not. Why would you? Okay, here's the joke. What do you call it when worms cause climate change? And you can play too, Jennifer.
Say that again. What do you call it when worms...
What do you call it when worms cause climate change?
Vermiculture.
Give up?
Yes.
Global warming.
Oh. Global warming.
Uh-huh. I can hear everyone laughing. No, I can hear everyone groaning. Okay, well, that was the best I could come up with.
That's good.
I think my 9-year-old grandson told me that. Yeah, I'm going to blame him when I didn't get a laugh.
Global warming.
So what does Jennifer Roberts have to do with worms?
Okay, well, it's my pleasure to introduce Master Gardener and Master Composter, Jennifer Roberts, who is the program director for the Master Gardeners Composting Program. And she's here to talk about their upcoming home composting workshops that are free and through the Master Gardener program. So thank you for coming, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
This is
wonderful. You were here last year, as I recall.
A couple of years ago.
Was it 2 years? We couldn't remember whether it was last year or the year before.
It's been too long.
It has been a long time. So are you doing a presentation around the county?
Several. All around the county. Yes, we have many coming up. The next one is next weekend on Saturday, and it's in Windsor, and it's at the Windsor Community Garden.
And what will you be showing people?
I will be teaching people how to compost, how to get started, how to figure out which system might be right for them, and that's working with a regular compost pile or worm composting.
Will you be actually more than talking? Will you be demoing?
We will be demoing. Okay. We will see some things in the garden, maybe some worms.
All right. Mm-hmm. Even if you have to plant them.
So the Windsor Community Garden, they have their own compost system going, but there's been issues with it. So you're going to get out there and help them out.
Yes, weather dependent. Mm-hmm. We will be taking a look at what they've been doing. They have a fabulous worm bin and a fabulous program that they keep everyone on. So they really have rich soil.
So if listeners have any questions about vermicomposting, which is a big way of saying composting with worms. Call us, 636-1350. If you're just liking to get started, I think it would be a good idea how you can use that in your alongside your kitchen for kitchen scraps and start an outdoor activity. If you have grandkids or kids, it's a wonderful thing for kids to do, and how it can improve your soil that you would never even need to add any fertilizer ever again. If you really are dedicated to vermicomposting, you can talk to Jennifer Roberts at 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. And here we have one that's just coming in. It says, do you know if the county plans on opening a new green waste site after it closed down the other one a couple years back? And a matter of fact, the county does. This is good timing because next Saturday, Will Bax will be joining us in the KSRO greenhouse. Will is the president of Renewable Sonoma, and they were awarded the contract from the county to reopen the composting facility, the recycling composting facility here in Sonoma County. It's going to officially open the contract in September, but Will Bax is going to be on the show next Saturday on Garden Talk to talk about what's going on in the meantime as far as Renewable Sonoma and getting this contract up and running so we have a place that does good composting and to offer this to the gardeners out there. So we'll be in next Saturday from 10 until 11 o'clock. But we'll focus on worm composting today because it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do we need? What are the basics to get started? If I want to say, I'm going to do it this weekend and I have a space outside in my backyard, where do I even begin besides going on the internet and starting to see whether I should use a plastic bin or build my own wooden bin or use trays, the tray system? I know there's a lot of different choices that people have. Are you going to discuss those in your seminar next week?
Yes, I will talk about the differences of different systems. And you're right, you can get started really easily with just a simple bin. Just one bin that has nothing fancy about it, and you drill some holes.
A plastic one?
Plastic, yep.
Get it at Walmart, Target, Friedman's, Home Depot, any of the home improvement places?
You got it.
Okay.
And then you
drill. How big a one should we get?
It should be about 2 feet wide, at least, and about a foot or more deep.
Okay.
And you don't have to go too much deeper than that.
Oh, you can get something by gallons or, let's see.
Yeah, they usually are sold by the gallon, but I don't recall exactly how big my bin is.
Okay.
But it's like the average Tupperware tote kind of size that you might put on a shelf.
All right. And you have to, of course, have aeration and drainage holes because you don't want to drown the worms in there.
You don't want to drown the worms.
So you drill some like little quarter-inch holes around the sides and the bottom.
You got it.
Okay, then what's next?
And make sure you have a lid. And then you need some kind of bedding for the worms to live in. And my favorite happens to be newspaper because it's readily available. And the bedding gives a space for the worms to live in. So they're not just kind of living, floating in the bin. And you shred up the newspaper, moisten it, and then spread it out.
So we don't have to line it with any type of...
No, the paper kind of acts like your liner.
All right.
Yeah. And then you get worms. And a pound is usually what we start with.
So we don't add soil?
Nope.
No.
You don't need to add any soil.
Just shredded newspaper.
Shredded newspaper.
And water. Moisten it.
Moisten.
So not so it's soggy, but just lightly moistened.
Yes. We say as damp as a wrung out sponge is the goal.
Does that sound familiar, that phrase?
It sounds too simple to work.
Oh. And then you buy worms.
You buy worms.
Now that's the next big thing. Yes. Where do we go to buy worms? I know we used to have a lot of different worm farms here in Sonoma County.
Yes.
And they come and they go. I mean, going back 32 years, I'm looking through my files of like, oh, this one, oh, they've been out of bed. Oh, this one out in Creighton. Oh, that used to be. Oh, Petaluma. Where do you get them online? Do you go to your nursery or what's the best way?
Yeah, all of those. We do still have two worm farms here in Sonoma County. In Petaluma, there's one called Mass Wiggle. Great name.
That's a great name.
I know. Uh-huh. And then the Sonoma Valley Worm Farm in Sonoma. Yeah.
That's still going on.
I believe so. If not, let us know.
I didn't try calling them this morning, but and I was going to go on their website to see if they still have that.
Yeah.
What is it in Sonoma? Yeah, it is in Sonoma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was maybe a retired airline pilot or something like that, the guy that started it. So those are two places you can get worms locally. And of course, they would sell the appropriate worms, because not all worms are created equal for a compost pile.
That's right. The appropriate worm is called the red wiggler worm, and it's reddish in color. It's about 3 inches, and they are the best composting worms because their natural habitat is living in the leaf litter and eating all the decomposing matter.
So could you dig a hole in your yard and keep looking for earthworms? Wouldn't work?
Theoretically, you could, but you really want to get this species of worm. So those big, long, fat, white worms we often see, especially after a rain, those are night crawlers, and they're a different species. And they live deeper in the soil and don't eat as much as the red worms. So we don't want those worms. Mm-hmm. So your best bet, if you're trying to source them naturally, is from a compost pile that's not hot anymore. And that's where you could find the worms. But I say if you're a beginner, go out, find the worms, like purchase the worms or find them from a friend who already has an active bin, just so you can make sure to start out successfully.
Okay. And if you order them online, hopefully they'll send you baby, small little worms that will reproduce and give you more worms.
Yes.
Doesn't that seem important to me? Because I want to get the most bang for my worm. So you would do that. And so what you don't want to do is probably go to a bait shop.
Bait shops do also often carry red wigglers and night crawlers.
But you have to be specific about what you want.
So you ask them.
And hopefully they'll know.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Because night crawlers, although they won't do any harm, they're just not going to really do the job of producing the worm castings that you need for composting. Is that right?
Right. They just eat slower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we've added the newspapers and we've moistened them. We've added the red wigglers. Now what do?
Now we put a little bit more moistened newspaper on top of the worms. So we're kind of creating a layering or nestling them in their bedding. And then we put the lid back on and we wait for 3 days.
Okay.
That's it. 3 days.
3 days.
All right.
Just to let them settle into their new home. And after that, we can give them their first food.
Okay. I'm writing all this down. Well, you know what's funny is that I have a huge horse manure pile. Mm-hmm. And in the spring of last year, I was digging to get some of the compost to put it in my vegetable garden. And where the manure hit the soil, You cannot believe how many hundreds and hundreds of red wigglers that were there. And the difference between the compost, that manure pile, what it looked like on the bottom where it was touching the soil, how they were going at it, just breaking it all down and turning it into the worm castings. Mm-hmm. And it was really fascinating to see that. But I felt so bad, you know, shoveling there. I'm sure I killed a few of them, but I know not to disturb them anymore. Yes. I just felt so bad. But that's where I'm going to go and get my worms. I have free worms right there.
We have a third worm farm. Who knew?
Yeah, exactly.
Gwen's worm farm.
Yeah. Ooh,
so
yeah.
So we wait 3 days.
Yes.
We wait, and then we start feeding them.
Yes.
And are we kind of like we're feeding someone who is just coming out of the hospital? We want to start them on soft foods and things like that?
Well, yes, they do appreciate soft foods because they don't have any teeth.
Uh-huh.
And so actually that leads me to another point. When you ask, we don't have to put any soil in the bin. We do have to put a little bit of some kind of grit in the bin. Because worms don't have teeth, they actually swallow little pieces of soil or sand, and they, similar to a chicken, they have a gizzard. So as they digest their food or as it moves through their digestive tract, the pieces of grit move against the food and it breaks it down for them.
Okay, so that provides the peristaltic action that moves the food through the intestinal lining.
Yes.
So we can add sand, or should we add cornmeal or something like that, or best to do?
That could work, yeah. Sand, cornmeal, but my favorite, eggshells.
Oh,
eggshells.
Crushed eggshells.
Crushed very finely.
Oh. Okay, I have those from my chickens. Crushed eggshells, very fine, you said.
Yeah, so if you can put it in a coffee grinder or a blender processor, some way to get them really tiny, that's the best. But if not, you can just crush them up with your hands or some kind of tool. You know,
and since if you have a coffee grinder, that means you will have coffee grounds. Would that not work too?
They love coffee grounds.
Me too. So go to your local coffee shop and say, hey, I need something for my worms. And they'll say, get out. No, they probably won't. So crushed eggshells or coffee grounds are fine to protect. They need that to move along the food. So what type of foods should we start them on?
Well, I like to say worms are mostly vegan.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, so they love fruits and vegetables. Okay. That's their favorite.
Skins, doesn't matter, just any type of skin.
Peels, yeah. Right. And there's only a couple exceptions to each category. For fruit, we want to be careful with citrus.
Oh.
We really don't want to give them a lot of citrus. It's too acidic for their environment.
Okay.
And then with vegetables, we don't want to give them any really hot peppers.
Oh, all right.
So no ghost peppers for the worms.
Lettuces are okay?
Lettuces are great. Any of the greens, banana peels, apple cores, pumpkins, you know, all kinds of stuff. The scraps that we won't eat, they love.
Okay, so mostly soft fruits and vegetables.
Yep.
And what about breads and cereals and things like that?
Those in small amounts are okay. So I say if you have a whole loaf of bread or like half a loaf of bread go bad, that's a little bit much for the bin dimensions that we talked about earlier. But if someone doesn't like crust on their sandwiches, then that's okay. So small amounts over time are all right.
And when you put in all the fruits and vegetables, do you have to chop them up small, or can you throw in a whole banana or a whole head of lettuce? Or?
Smaller is best.
Small, okay.
Because they don't have those teeth, so helping them along.
Okay, yeah. However we can.
All right. Yes.
Well, then how do they get say they're working on a leaf of a lettuce. Will they just gum it, mouth it?
And, yes.
Wow. I just figured they had teeth. I just assume that they'd be chewing away, and there you go.
So we have the foods that we are disposing of, our compostable foods. What about lawn clippings and grass and weeds and things like that?
Mm-hmm. Good question,
yeah,
Steve.
Great question. They will eat lawn clippings, and with any kind of compost that you're setting up, I caution about using weeds that have any seed, unless you're working with a pile that's hot. That you know you're getting hot, you're not going to kill those weed seed. So in a worm bin, and it's generally a system that can be used indoors, so it's a smaller system. It's mostly geared towards food scraps. But if you're going to go bigger, you can absolutely give, you know, bigger stalks and straw and all kinds of things. But again, just making sure they're small pieces.
Okay.
We'll take a break at that point. Jennifer Roberts is here in our tutorial on worm composting. It's easy, it's fun for the whole family, and it's probably the salvation of our planet. If everybody worm composted, wouldn't it be remarkable how much fertilizer use would be discontinued?
Yes.
Because worms are the most efficient composters in the world, aren't they?
They are.
Gwen Kilcher and Steve Garner hosting Garden Talk. As always, we will take your phone calls anytime during our chat. So don't wait for an opportune time to call. Just call 636-1350 for any questions for general gardening or for specialty questions about earthworm composting. Direct those questions to Jennifer Roberts. I'm Steve Garner, 636-1350. Or you could always shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. At 1105, Chef John Ash will be chatting, I believe, with Poppy Tucker from New Orleans about upcoming Mardi Gras festivities. And then a real treat, Dennis Tussey from Sweet Tea's Restaurant will be joining us. They are reopening after the tragic loss of their restaurant back in the October 2017 fires. They've rebuilt. It's been a year and a half of hard, hard work. And this week, they're reopening in Windsor. Dennis will be in to tell stories of that rebuild with Chef John Ash and me at 11:05 today.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right, my team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's fast track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates? That's okay, because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadair.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadair.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Who doesn't like a quickie? At Inform Fitness of Northern California, you will. In just one or two 20-minute weekly sessions, you'll build strength, gain muscle, and improve your energy using their revolutionary science-based method. This month, find your pot of gold and get strong, energized, and healthy at Inform Fitness. Feel the difference 20 minutes can make. Call 385-9860 or go to informfitness.com/Rohnert Park and find your pot of gold today.
Hi, Martin Yan from the Yan King Cook Show. Join me in the Sonoma County Home and Garden Show, March 15 to 17. Whether you're putting in a new landscaping or organizing your closet, the 31st Annual Home Show has hundreds of exhibits for what you need, and I'll be there to cook some of my favorite Chinese recipes. Don't miss it. Visit the Sonoma County Home Show's website for discount tickets. And remember, if Yan can, so can you, on March the 15th to March 17th.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise. Paradise Pet Resorts.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show every Thursday on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Joining Gwen Kilcher and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO greenhouse today is Jennifer Roberts. She teaches the vermicomposting classes around the county, and you can see and hear her next week at the Windsor Community Garden. That's on March 9th from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And if you have questions about worm composting, give us a call, 636-1350. It's fun for the whole family. Bruce from Sebastopol, welcome to the show. You have a question about worm composting.
Well, yeah, I've been worm composting for a few years, and I do it outside, and it's much simpler, and it's so simple, I'm thinking that there must be something wrong with it. So maybe your guest can tell me. And that is, I just took kitchen waste, threw them on the ground, put a little dirt on the bottom, and I put a little mulch paper on top. And eventually, and I just kept adding garden wastes to it, and eventually I noticed that the pile didn't get any bigger, and I looked in there, and there was worms, and there were red wigglers. And the more stuff I put in, and I just got more and more red wigglers until it's thick. And then if it gets cold, they go down deep into the ground, and then as soon as it warms up and there's a lot of food for them, they come up. They kind of take care of themselves. I would dig the compost out from the bottom of the pile where it's mostly all castings and leave them in, and then you can screen it and put any worms back in the pile. I covered it up with a plastic bin for any flies, but that really wasn't much of a problem. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and now I grind up the lettuce and stuff like that before I throw it in, but it worked if I didn't. So what's the problem with that?
No problem. It sounds great.
I mean, it sure is easy.
Yeah. Compost happens, we like to say.
That's right, yeah. Compost happens. So.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because
usually, I'm not missing something.
No. No, I mean, you know, most things people tend to catastrophize. Like, oh, you got to be careful because this, and you're going to get rats and rodents are going to show up, and then the flies are going to show up. And then so you have a list of like 30 things that could happen. And then people, I don't need all that heartache, and they don't bother. And here's Bruce, who's going, well, something's wrong here because I'm not having any problems. It seems really simplistic, like a six-year-old could do it, right?
It's too good to be true.
It is that easy.
I would say the only problem I had was that gophers started coming up under it, and then they started mixing that gopher dirt with the worm castings, which I didn't want, so I put some gopher screen under the worm pile to keep the gophers down below. That's the only thing. That's the only issue I've had. No issue with raccoons, rats, any of that.
Wow, great!
So in the home composting workshops that Jennifer does, we were going to talk about finding a compost system that works right for you, because you know she just gave us the simple version here, easy thing for people to do, and to even keep this bin in the house. But so you have a way that works for you.
Thank you so much for the call, Bruce. Sandra wants to know, good morning, Jennifer, Gwen, Steve. Should the plastic bin for the worms be clear or solid color? I'm excited to get started. Thank you.
Great question.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bin should be a solid color. It should not be able to let any light in.
Oh, I would not have known that.
Because the worms like the dark.
Oh, I thought they needed sunlight. Well, they don't need to cook. They don't need to fry, that's for sure.
When you think about it, they are underground, so.
Yep, they do well in the dark.
So a dark
good question, colored
one,
Sandra,
is a better one than a clear plastic.
Correct.
Okay, gosh, that I would have been wrong on the quiz on that one. So you've talked about plastic, which is the easiest for most people to get started in. And you probably want to keep that certainly not out in the full sun. You want to keep it under an eave or somewhere where it gets shade.
That's right.
During the day.
Yes.
And Bruce just mentioned the only problem he had was gopher dirt being added to that, and he was able to correct that problem. If we don't want to use plastic, do people that are fairly handy, construct wooden bins. Of course, there's a lifespan problem with that. They're going to rot eventually, and you certainly don't want to use, I would guess, pressure-treated lumber.
You got it. You don't want to use pressure-treated. But yeah, wood is a great material to make worm bins from.
Do you have plans that you give out at the seminars?
I don't really have extensive plans. On one of the brochures we have, it has a little, you know, diagram. It's very simple. But if you go on the internet, or on YouTube and search worm composting or worm boxes, I mean, the things that people have made are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can get a lot of inspiration online.
So that you can get as elaborate and fancy as you'd like.
A whole hotel for worms.
You know those, Gwen, those wonderful plastic perforated flats that plant starts come in?
Yeah.
Those black ones?
That's not a foot deep.
Oh, it's not a foot deep. It's only about 3 inches or so, right?
Yeah, okay. Jennifer said
I thought, boy, wouldn't that be perfect? You could lay newspaper in there and maybe stack 6 or 8 of those on top of each other.
And then together they're making, you know, about a foot of space.
Yeah.
So I would say try it and report back.
If you got access to all those.
Yeah. But you have, the square ones, those square flats with those big openings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Try it, Steve.
Make sure you have the bedding in there. And the worms will go up and down. That's the idea with a tiered system like that. And they do sell those commercially made, often out of plastic with tiers and holes so the worms can go up and down.
So, but if the newspaper and everything is settling because they're eating it and they can't get to the second floor, so to speak, then they just won't be using any of that
space. They got to eat their way through.
So you have a lot of material to put in there.
Okay, just a thought.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. If you have more worm compost questions or any general gardening questions, please, please, please give us a call, 636-1350. 636-1350. A caller is driving and couldn't quite get everything you said, Jennifer. Can you repeat the simplistic worm development? Well, I'm not quite sure what that question means. You'll have to be more specific what simplistic worm development means. I'm not quite sure what that means.
Or they can come to my talk.
Oh, well, actually, you're doing several talks, aren't you?
Several. Yes.
So we've got next in Windsor, March 9th, at the Windsor Community Center in Huerta Gym. That's at 9291 Old Redwood Highway. That starts at 11, it goes till 1:30. And then if you miss that, April 9th in Santa Rosa at the Santa Rosa Water Agency on Stony Point Road. That's from 6 to 8 at night. That's great that you do an evening one.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Petaluma, May 11th at the Petaluma Bounty Farm, which is on Shasta Avenue in Petaluma, from 1 to 3. Now, if you can't remember all that, which who can, you can call, correct, 565-2608, 565-2608. And there is a lengthy email here.
And they can get on the Master Gardener website. You could just
it's on there, too.
Sonoma County Master Gardeners, and then it'll take you to their site. And you can look through and find the link to the composting workshops.
Okay, we'll be right back after this. More worm talk and general garden talk, live garden talk on KSRO.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at a Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers. And this year, our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show. I'm excited to be a part of Better Way Produce and Nursery. Our family would like to invite you to come see our old-fashioned, easy-to-shop nursery. We have great discounted landscape packages, including plants, hardscape, irrigation, design, and other outdoor needs for your garden. Don't miss our koi pond, small spaces demonstration gardens, complete with water features and nearly 1,000 plant species.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Hey, it's George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. That's right, my team and I have partnered with Cross Country Mortgage to deliver fast closings, great interest rates, and the largest selection of loan programs available. Did you know that nearly half of all Sonoma County real estate purchases are made with all cash? That's tough for the other half to compete with, but not for our clients. With Cross Country's Fast Track pre-approval, our buyers can close in as little as 10 days and with no loan contingency. In some cases, we can even waive an appraisal. Worried about rising interest rates?
That's okay because Cross Country's unique lock and shop program lets our pre-approved buyers lock in today's rate while they search for their perfect home. If you're ready to buy or refinance, visit georgeadare.com or call me at 583-8100. Again, go to georgeadare.com or call 583-8100 to begin a great lending experience.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Michael O'Shea here, manager of KSRO. When Malm Fireplace Center joined us as a Warrior sponsor, I went in to meet Ken and Shelley, owners. I walked into a warm and inviting showroom with all the latest technology and efficient and beautiful ways to warm your home. Yep, I walked out with a new fireplace insert, which is operated with a touch of a handy remote and has become an immediate, beautiful addition to my home. Malm Fireplace Center, for 60 years serving up warm and beautiful. 368 Yolanda, Santa Rosa, and Malm, M-A-L-M, fireplacecenter.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
More on and off showers today, high 58, 56 along the coast, more overnight, low 48, 49 on the shores. Showers again for Sunday at 58, 54 in Bodega Bay. Should be dry relatively for Monday, mostly cloudy at 59. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
All gardening questions are cheerfully entertained on today's show, as always, at 636-1350. But if you have a particular question concerning the beautiful art of raising worms, composting worms, this is the place to be getting great information with Jennifer Roberts. 636-1350 to chat with Jennifer or Gwen on any gardening or worm-related issues. Or you can also shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. I believe Mitch might have a question about worm composting. Hi, Mitch. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, kind folks and the queen of composting. My question is, I have a ground compost pile that I built with logs and whatnot, and but nightcrawlers in it and the red wiggler.
Okay, you're breaking up really badly. We can barely hear you.
Ground.
Okay, we're going to have to. You're not
okay.
We're not hearing you very well.
Okay, how's this?
That's better.
Okay, my question is, I have an on-ground compost pile, and I add vegetables and whatnot to it, and have worms in there. Is it okay to turn it over when I add the red wigglers?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mixing the material is great because everyone in there will move around and eat more material.
Well, great. And my last question is for Charming Gwen. I have a red delicious apple that is not self-pollinating, and I have been taking pollen from my Gravenstein apple and using a paintbrush to individually dab flowers. Is there anything better I can do?
Oh, too bad you didn't do some grafting. That would have been nice to graft a few, you know, Golden Delicious on there. I don't know if Gravenstein's a good pollinator for Red Delicious. I don't know if it's a good pollinator for anything. But you don't have anybody in your neighborhood that has other trees, other apple trees? That would be, the bees would fly around and pollinate your Red Delicious for you?
No.
You're kind of secluded? Well, if you can run out to the...
Yeah, I am, and these people. Idea of gardening is go to the grocery store.
Okay. Do you have room to plant another tree that would be a pollinator for Red Delicious?
That'd be the easiest. Yeah, I do, actually.
That'd be the easiest thing to do is plant another tree that would be blooming the same time the Red Delicious is. And I think other than the Golden Delicious, I don't know what other one would pollinate the Red Delicious. But your favorite nursery who sells bare roots would have an answer for you.
What's your favorite nursery?
I don't have a favorite nursery, actually. I really don't. But if you're going to get bare root, go to your closest nursery. I mean, there's Harmony Farms and Sebastopol Cottage Gardens in Petaluma.
Sonoma Mission Gardens. Lots of places.
Urban Tree Farm in Santa Rosa. Prickett's Nursery in Santa Rosa. So, depending on where you live, head out to your closest nursery. And, as long as it's an independent nursery, go support them. And they will have the answer for you as to which tree to use.
We have to take a break. Thank you so much for the call, Mitch. We'll be right back with more questions and more answers. Open lines at 636-1350 or steve@ksro.com to join us live in the greenhouse.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's fun to shop healthy. Your food is fresh and provided by local farmers and ranchers. These farmers offer the freshest local produce and select beef, pork, lamb, seafood, and freshly made sausages. A variety of cheese, eggs, and dairy, all at the market. In March, the farmers bring fresh salad mix. Enjoy the Bee Generation's fresh produce and handmade pasta made from her produce. Shop the market's creative local artisans and sample fresh-made pastries and bread that are still warm. Select one of Dominique's beautiful cherry pies. Enjoy breakfast or lunch from our variety of prepared foods. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, winner of the Bohemian's Best of Award, is open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply. Texting privacy rules and terms and conditions at textrules.us.
Are you sick of frozen meals or unhealthy fast food? Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test, giving away 3 full-sized meals from her meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get 3 free meals, text the word CRAVE to 246810. It's so easy. Text us now. Martha's meals are easy, simple, and delicious. To be part of Martha's at-home taste test and get your 3 free meals, text CRAVE to 246810. That's CRAVE to 246810. CRAVE to 246810.
Join George Adair of Bay Equity Home Loans every Wednesday from noon to 12:30 for On Air with George Adair on KSRO. George helps homeowners understand real estate and lending. Whether you're looking to purchase your first home or expanding your real estate holdings, George will help you navigate the world of home loans. George talks with community guests, covers local topics, and shows you how the larger world economy affects your bottom line each Wednesday from noon to 12:30. On Air with George Adair on KSRO.
Tune in every Monday at noon for legal expert Charlie Cochran on KSRO's Ask the Expert Show. Charlie is a legal specialist in civil litigation and partner of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison Law Firm in Santa Rosa. Charlie specializes in personal injury, civil trial litigation, and is California's super lawyer. That's every Monday at noon. Legal expert Charlie Cochran on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
Jennifer Roberts joining Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher today in the KS Arto Greenhouse. And besides doing these wonderful Master Gardener programs on worm, raising your own worms and getting your own vermicomposting around the county at the public libraries, you also do programs in the schools around the county too.
That's correct. So we will go to any school in Sonoma County that's pre-K through 12, public or private, and we have a free program where we will come teach the classroom about worms, how to raise them, keep them in the classroom or outside, or if the school has a school garden, we're happy to work with the garden teacher or parent volunteers, whatever the situation is. But we want to bring composting to the schools. And worm bins are great because there can be a fear of rodents or things on school grounds, but with worm bins, that problem doesn't happen. So,
and a lot of the elementary schools have gardens, don't they?
A lot of them do, more and more, yeah.
And how do you get over the squirmy ick factor that so many kids have when they see worms?
Well, I try to tell them all my cool facts about worms.
They love facts.
I know. Love facts. They love them.
Uh-huh. Such as?
Well, worms have hair.
Oh, God.
What?
They have microscopic, clear hairs that cover their body.
Yeah, pretend Gwen and I are seven-year-olds. Go ahead.
Perfect. And they use their hairs to squirm through the soil.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's very cool, Steve.
How old do worms live to? I'm thinking I'm 7 years old. That's what I would ask.
Absolutely. Well, in the wild, it's about 1 year.
Oh.
And in captivity, it's up to three.
Do they have children?
They do. Uh-huh. Many children. They lay eggs.
They get married?
I don't know about that. But they lay eggs, mm-hmm. and each egg can have up to five worms inside.
Wow. So what other facts would you tell the children?
They are both male and female. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you try to explain hermaphrodite, that word, to them? Or
depending on the age, yeah, we can talk about that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm 7 years old, and I'm going to ask the question. What happens when you cut the worm in half? Do they grow back to two worms?
You get two halves of a dead worm.
Okay.
Maybe that's an old wives' tale.
You know, and it might be other species of worms. I get that question a lot. But the red wiggler, no, they need both halves to live
on. Here's another question. With all this rain we've been having, are they drowning in the soil?
So they naturally, when the barometric pressure drops, worms move to the surface to escape any kind of flooding. But obviously we've had a lot more water than we have recently. So it's possible that they're not all escaping the water, but they're also trying to move to higher ground.
I've seen a few dead worms in my little puddles, like on the driveway and on plastic and whatnot, where they tried to get out of the water. Oh, okay. So I'm now that we're 21 years old again, you talked. So the purpose of us doing worm composting is because we want the worm castings to put into our soil. Not that you want to produce worms, but you could take some of those worms and dig a hole and put them in your soil and transplant them someplace else and get them to work in your soil in different areas of your garden, right?
You could.
So there's multi-purposes for raising worms because they can do 101 things.
Yes.
So, okay.
But the number one for me is that they help me reduce my waste.
Mm-hmm.
They eat my food scraps, so I don't have to send them to the landfill or even send them to the green bin, because currently everything we put in our green bins is being trucked outside of the county. So until we get our compost facility back in the county, right, there's a lot more emissions tied to that kind of activity. So if I can keep them right in my backyard and create a rich product for my soil, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
From Eva, dear worm girl, will a milk crate work?
Because it has so many holes in it, the worms will be escaping. So you need a solid material.
On the bottom?
Yes, some kind of solid material, and on the sides too.
Scott asks, hi Gwen, you mentioned that you found a bunch of red worms a few minutes ago. Can you repeat where you found them and what attracted them? How did you get so many, do you think?
Well, I have two horses that create a lot of horse manure. So out in the pasture, I have a big horse manure pile where I would collect it all, you know, in the wheelbarrow and dump it. And the pile gets bigger and bigger and bigger over time. And then I take some, you know, when in the springtime, when I need some horse manure, I'll just get the shovel and I'll start schlepping it in the wheelbarrow. And I usually go right along the surface of the soil. So the shovel slides on the soil, and then I lift up the compost because that's where it's really composted the most. And that's where I see hundreds of these red wiggler worms. Oh. So then I feel bad scraping on the ground and killing everybody. So I just go up a little bit higher into the compost pile, and I'm careful where I'm digging. So they just came.
Okay.
So They just have composts on the ground and the worms will come, right?
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
Well, and what about adding manures to the earthworm bin? Is that good or bad?
It's fine to do, especially if you have a bigger system. In a small system, right, that's just in a little Tupperware container.
I mean, but dog and cat feces, you don't want to add that.
That's a definite no. No. That's always, always trash.
Okay, but a horse, composted horse?
Any animal that is an herbivore mm-hmm. or eats plants is a great manure to use with worms.
Okay.
I'd be careful in how much to use because obviously the horse manure is, it's big and, big piles. They make them in little balls. So if you wanted to throw one or two in there, that's okay. But I wouldn't be putting in shovelfuls because then it's heavy too. Mm-hmm. And then it just squishes everything down and, it's too wet and whatnot, so I'd really be cautious in how much you put in.
Okay. A lot of gardeners swear by worm tea, worm compost tea, that it's just incredible for sprouting seeds and for growing plants. They don't even use, as we mentioned, fertilizer. It's really concentrated. You don't need a lot,
correct.
I think, added into your compost bin when you use the castings. Is that what you found?
Yes, castings are very potent, and you don't need as much of it, whereas you would need a lot more regular compost to have a similar effect.
Okay.
And we've seen articles lately about using worm casting, sprinkling them under trees or shrubs to prevent whiteflies.
Mm.
The whitefly, remember that?
That's right.
Every once in a while,
that's right.
To keep the whiteflies away, just put worm castings underneath.
I think if you do a search, you will find so many other applications,
beneficial uses
of worm castings.
Yeah.
There's just so much, I think, whether how much scientific information, but it's certainly anecdotal about how the soil health is improved with worm castings.
Mm-hmm.
So put this on your calendar that you will be enthralled with Jennifer Roberts' presentation next week at the Windsor Regional Community Garden in Huerta Gym on Old Redwood Highway from 11 to 1:30 March 9th. It's free, correct, Jennifer?
It's free.
All right. And will there be any handouts or?
Yes, I have materials for you. And we do like it if you can pre-register just so we know you're coming. And again, you can find that on the Master Gardener website.
And that's www.sonomamg.ucanr.edu.
You got it.
Whew. Or if you just want to make it simple, I forget this as well, and I'll just put Sonoma County Master Gardeners.org, and then the site pops up. And,
yeah.
And
easy.
What about at your house? What do you have? What's your setup?
Well, currently I'm in a pretty tiny apartment, so I have two worm bins, and they are right in my kitchen.
Wow.
You do?
Yeah.
Two tiny worm bins in your kitchen.
Yep.
And then do you have a little patio area where you can garden?
Yep. I have a lot of potted plants outside.
Okay. So it doesn't matter whether you're space limited. You can certainly do a little worm composting project on your own, even in a small apartment size area. Well, that's good to know.
Do I have time to ask Jennifer a question?
Yes.
Being that you have to go small, I would like to go large because I have a large vegetable garden and the chickens get a lot of the kitchen waste and the vegetable waste and all that. So you talked about the, bin, the 1 foot by 2 foot bins. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest I can go so I can put a lot of stuff in there and I can get a lot of worms and get more worm castings than not? What's
a
good size?
Well, I've been to one of the worm farms and they have giant troughs filled with worms. So you could go really, really big.
So if I have one of those galvanized water troughs?
Yeah, you could do that.
There you go.
Now
I have a
drainage.
Yeah. I have one of those and I don't know what to do with it. Mm. And I don't want to put plants in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my worm composting bin then.
Make sure you get a lid and let me know how it goes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the lid. I could just put a piece of plywood over the top of it, couldn't
I? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll let you
wonderful,
know.
Wonderful. And great questions
Time's
from
up.
Our listeners. Yeah. Quick
oh,
hour.
Geez.
Thanks.
Thank you so
much. And we'll
much.
See you again soon. Happy worming, everybody.
Yeah.
Chef John Ash, as we go from the KSRO greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen. That following the news and this final break.